A federal appeals court ruling last month upheld a key Biden administration ambient air quality standard for fine particulate matter, or soot. Soot comes from industrial facilities that use fossil fuels, especially coal, and from vehicle emissions. It's associated with increased heart attacks, decreased lung function and asthma, and even dementia risk. But rather, how much is in the air measured by regional monitors? The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier is here with more. Reed, what did the court decide and why is it important?
So the Clean Air Act mandates the EPA look at its air quality standards every 5 years, but it also allows the EPA to update them more frequently if the agency thinks that's necessary. And the Trump administration conducted this review in 2020 and left the standard alone. The next review would have been due by 2025, but in the last year of the Biden administration, it decided that new standards were necessary and it tightened them. The EPA said at the time that new studies showed lower levels of air pollution were needed to protect public health. They lowered the limit for soot pollution in the U.S. from 12 to 9 micrograms per cubic meter. Industry groups and states governed by Republicans sued and said this was done improperly. They said that the EPA didn't do a full evaluation of the standard and that it should have paid attention to costs. Eventually, the administration's changed, Trump gets elected, and the Trump EPA joins that lawsuit too. But recently, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in the Biden administration's favor. They said the Biden administration followed the law of the Clean Air Act in arriving at its decision to make the soot standards more strict, and that costs should not be factored when considering how much soot is safe to be in the air. So the rule stands.
What is the PM2.5 standard, and how does it protect public health?
So we should say what PM2.5 means. It is particulate matter under 2.5 microns. Micron is just a very small unit of measurement. So these are basically very small particles that are mainly caused by combustion. So any kind of fossil fuel combustion, be it gas or oil, but especially coal, produces PM2.5. So think a coal-fired power plant, a steel mill, cars and trucks, they're all producers of this pollution. The reason these are so dangerous is that they're so small. They can get deep into the lungs and the body and are associated with increased heart attack, decreased lung function, asthma, lots of other health effects. Here's Sage Lincoln, an associate attorney at Earth Justice, one of the environmental groups that sued to keep the standard more strict.
We know PM2.5 pollution has major health consequences, cardiovascular impacts, respiratory impacts. It can cause, you know, neurological conditions. And so, you know, these standards will lead to really meaningful improvements in public health, especially for more vulnerable populations like children, older adults, and people with pre-existing conditions.
In fact, the EPA estimated when it came out with the new standards in 2024 that the stricter rules would save 4,500 lives a year and essentially save $77 in health costs for every $1 companies and consumers have to pay to comply with them.
How does this ruling affect places in Pennsylvania?
This new standard would absolutely affect Pennsylvania. In fact, Pittsburgh is one of the places where the new standard would apply the most. Allegheny County for years had been out of compliance with the old 12 microgram standard. But just a few years ago, it finally got into compliance with that old standard. But its air is still not clean enough to meet the 9 microgram standard, the new standard that the Biden administration put in place. So basically, once these standards go into place, states have 6 years to meet them. Big factories with lots of emissions, like U.S. Steel's operations in the Mon Valley that emit lots of particulate matter, would likely have to come up with plans to lower their own pollution. Matthew Mihalik of the Breathe Project says that could mean requiring stricter pollution controls on the plants or things like taller smokestacks to increase dispersion of soot. Here's Mihalik.
It might require updating equipment that is old and outdated and leaks. None of this stuff happens overnight. The whole thing is set up to ratchet down pollution over the course of 5 year to 10 year periods of time.
And Pittsburgh isn't the only place that would be affected. Philadelphia, Lancaster, and the Harrisburg-York areas would all be considered out of compliance if the new standard goes into effect.
Okay, you said if. I thought the court said the standard was done legally.
Yes, if. So the EPA has thus far not enforced the newer 2024 standards pending this litigation. There is a lawsuit to get the Trump EPA to do just that. And then, of course, you have the possibility the EPA could just appeal this to the Supreme Court and win and have the Supreme Court just throw the new rules out. Or the EPA could propose a new rulemaking. Typically, this is a lengthy process, but it's also one avenue available to the EPA.
Reid, why would the Environmental Protection Agency want a less strict pollution standard?
Well, the Trump administration has stressed the cost of regulations on industry when talking about these rules. Trump has made several executive orders to that effect. The agency says the air in the U.S. has improved over the past 20 years, which is true, and that raising the standard would make it harder to do things like permit big industrial projects. It says costs for implementing the tightened standards run around $470 million a year. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said in a statement, quote, "Under President Trump, we will ensure air quality standards for particulate matter are protective of human health and the environment while we unleash the golden age of American prosperity."
Well, what does the EPA say about the ruling?
I reached out to the EPA for comment, and they said that the agency is, quote, "reviewing its options for appeal."
Okay, thank you so much, Reid.
Thank you.